Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memory,
what joy they bring to me.
How I long
once more to be with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy they bring to me.
How I long once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. Thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy they bring to me.
With my friends at the old country church.
Well, good morning and greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. All right, let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, as we go into your word this morning, I ask the Holy Spirit to be with us, to open our hearts and minds to be receptive unto this your word, Father, till we can gain knowledge and wisdom, the knowledge of your word, Father, and the wisdom to use it, and to be able to reach out, Father, and help others that are in need, both spiritually and physically. Be with us throughout this study today, letting us ever learn and walk closer with the Lord Jesus Christ, and to go forth, Father, according to your will and your way. And I ask all of this, Father, in Jesus' name, amen. All right. We're going to be this morning reading in the book of Acts. We just finished with the four Gospels. Now we're going to get into the book of Acts. In this first chapter here, where we're going to be is the continuing ministry of Christ. That's what it's about. That and a couple other things. His ministry here for the short time he was on the earth after his resurrection, his ascension, what happened in the upper room, the different selections that is to be made. So let us now get started. Here in verse 1, it says, the former treaties have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and to teach. Now this heading here, this former treatise, refers to Luke's gospel. Both books were written to an otherwise unknown Theophilus. Theophilus probably was a Roman official, since Luke designates him as most excellent. Now, here, verse 2. Until the day in which he was taken up after that he, the Holy Ghost, had given commandment unto the apostles whom he had chosen. Now we know that after his resurrection, he walked here still on the earth with his disciples now for 40 days, teaching them things that they was going to need, you know, to set up this church age which we now live in, the New Testament age. Now, here in 3, says, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days, and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. Things they were needing to know, because you see, it was those apostles that was to begin setting up our early churches and seeing that they operated according to the will of Almighty God. Now, verse 4, and being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father. And he's telling them what to do. He's telling them not to leave Jerusalem, but they are to wait there for the promise of the Father. Which saith he, ye have heard of me, that for John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized the Holy Ghost not many days hence. Now we know it was about 40 days from the day of his resurrection. Now, 6. When they therefore will come together, they ask him, saying, Lord, will thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he saith unto them, it is not for you to know the times of the seasons which the Father has put in his own power, but you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. You know, these disciples' questions concerning the nearness of Christ's literal kingdom is not in context with the Old Testament promises, nor with the gospel teaching. Jesus does not rebuke or correct the question as if the disciples had misunderstood God's kingdom further. The words restored again the kingdom to Israel implies 4 facts. And one is his kingdom had come literally, existed with Israel. And 2, his kingdom is not now present. No, because you see, he was leaving. Three, this kingdom will come in God's unrevealed time. Four, this kingdom will be the same literal kingdom that once existed, only now with the promise Christ as king. Now, as we come on over here now to verse 9, it says, and when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. But you see, they saw him go. Now, 10. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven, as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel. Now, 11. Which also said, you men of Galilee, why stand you gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as you have seen him go into heaven. He's going to be coming back the same way. Now, 12. Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room where abode both Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew, Matthew, James the son of Thaddeus, and Simon Zelotes, and Judas the brother of James. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brother. You know, the Sabbath day's journey was, of course, they were allowed to travel on that day, and that was actually about two-thirds of a mile. Their travel was figured by walking, because that was their main way of getting around, walking. Now, 15. We find all of these now in that upper room. We know that in that upper room, on the day of Pentecost, there was 120 in that upper room. Now, 15. And in those days, Peter stood up in the midst of the disciples and said, the number of names together were about 140. 16. Men and brethren, this scripture must needs have been fulfilled, which the Holy Ghost by the mouth of David spake before concerning Jesus, which was guide to them that took Jesus. Now, 16, you see, that verse that we just read there in 16, for the prophetic statement, you know, we can go back to John chapter 13, verse 18, 19, and then Psalms 41:9. You know, let us go back here to the Gospel of John 13. It's not the short ways back. and see what he's talking about there. We've been through, John. Now let's see. All right. John 13:18-19. 18. I speak not of you all. I know whom I have chosen, but that the scripture may be fulfilled, he that eateth bread with me has lifted up his heel against me. Tell you before it come, that when it is come to pass, you may believe that I am he. But you see, they are still having trouble in believing, really, who he is. And you would think, as much as they've seen of him and out of him, all of the healings and miracles that he has done, that they would know who he really is and what he is really all about. Now, it also refers us to go to Psalms 41:9. In Psalms 41:9, it'll tell you, yea, my own familiar friend is whom I trusted, which did eat of my bread, and lifted up his heel against me. He's talking about the betrayal of Judas. So that's exactly who he's talking about. Now, 17. For he was numbered with us and had obtained part of this ministry. And we know Judas was. In fact, Judas was even their treasurer. He carried their money bag. And he's seen these miracles and things, but still, that old way, the old traditions, and all, was still within him deep enough that Satan got with him and used it in order to get him to betray our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But that was to be scripture. You see, God knows exactly what we all will do. Every one of us. That's why and how he can lay out for those that are saved. He knows just exactly how and what to give them to do. Because he knows how they will hold up. And Jesus don't want none of us lost. God doesn't want us lost. He loved mankind. But we're not puppets. He gave us a choice to choose how we want to live our lives. And it's really up to you and I to make that choice. And to make, which is to believe and put our trust in Jesus. And go to him and do as we were told to do, repent, and bring him into our lives. Now, because he will do what he said he'd do. He said if we come to him and repent, he'd forgive our sins. They'd be covered by his blood. Now, do you see? It's really your choice of what you're going to do and what you're going to believe. Now, Now this man purchased a field with the reward of iniquity, and falling headlong, he burst under in the midst, and all of his bowels gushed out. He hung himself. excuse us. Now, and it was known unto all the dwellers at Jerusalem, insomuch as that thing is called in their proper tongue a Shalom, that is to say, the field of blood. You know, 18 there, that verse needs to be correlated with Matthew 27:3-10. And the simplest explanation may be found in the principle that whereas in Acts Luke recorded all events such as the act of Judas, Matthew distinguishes between what Judas did and what the priest did, just as the priests were the ones who purchased Potter's field with Judas' money after his death. So Judas may have followed only in that he was thrown down upon the rocks of that field. Now, for it is written in the book of Psalms, let his habitation be desolate, and let no man dwell therein, and his bishopric let another take. Well, now we know that there's going to be an election come up over that. 21. Wherefore of these men which have accomplished with us all the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us, 22, beginning from the baptism of John unto that same day that he was taken up from us, must one be ordained to be a witness with us of his resurrection. Did you see, in other words, now they're down to 11, but they've got to be 12 of them, because there is 12 tribes of Israel, and they've got to be 12 of them, one for each tribe. 23, and they appointed two, Joseph called Barsabbas, who was surnamed Justus, and Matthias. 24. And they prayed and said, Thou, Lord, which knowest the hearts of all men, show whether of these two thou hast chosen, asking the Lord to guide them and to show them which two that he would choose. That he had chosen. 25. That he may take part of this ministry and apostleship from which Judas by transgression fell, that he might go to his own place. And we know that Judas is gone now to wherever he's going to spend eternity. We're not told in the scripture anything about that at all. We just know what he did, you know, and we have our own opinions and things, but make it so. Because as I've told you all before, our opinion of anything don't really matter unless our opinion is in line with the word of Almighty God. Now, and they gave forth their lots, and the lot fell upon Matthias, and he was numbered with the 11 apostles. And now, you see, Mathis now, not Matthew, but Mathis now has been chosen as one of the 12. And we have come to the end of chapter 1. Now, we're a couple of minutes early, but I'm not going to get into chapter 2. The chapter 2 is 42 verses long, and there's quite a bit in it that we all really need to hear. So I'm going to stop a little early, and God willing, this evening, at 6 p.m., when we are back in our study. So, I pray that those that will hear this message will be with us then, because there is a lot of great stuff in this next chapter. All right. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, as I close your word, I thank you for your word, Father. I thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ, for the Holy Spirit, and for this time, Father, that we can come together to share your word with each other and with those as we reach out through the internet, Father. May someone hear this message that needs to hear the word of Almighty God. Now, Father, we pray for Jerusalem. I pray for them to have peace. But more than that, Father, I pray for them all to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior and as their Messiah. Now, Father, this land in which we live, filled with so much evil because of those that we have, Father, sitting in high places and leadership positions that are filled with evil, that Satan is using them to tear our country down and take it, tear it apart, Father, cause a lot of division. A lot of unrest and an awful lot of evil, Father. And I pray that they can be replaced, Father, with ones that will belong to you, that loves you, that loves the Lord Jesus, that loves the church, loves your people, and this nation. And that will work with us to bring this nation to repentance so it can be healed and to set our government back upon the foundation which it was founded, that being your word and the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Father, I pray for all of those who are part of this ministry that listen to this study with us, some times, but they're on my part. Jenny Powers, Dennis Lee, James Taylor, Bobby and Miller, Father, Sue, Branson, Daryl and Debbie, Courtney and Shane, my wife, all of those in the nursing home in Brandenburg, Father, touching with thy mighty healing hand. Now, Father, keep us all through this day as we separate to go our own way. Keep Keep us in health. Keep us safe, Father. And bring us back together again this evening. At 6 p.m. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. All right, all. Have a great day. And may the Lord be with you.